For the 26th consecutive Saturday, yellow vest anti-government protesters hit the streets nationwide, but this time they faced more repression than ever. Since the start of the year, yellow vest protests averaged 250,000 people nationwide. That started to change on March 23rd, when President Emmanuel Macron banned demonstrations, ordered harsher tear gas, more rubber bullets, warrantless searches and seizures, and called for more mass arrests. Protests then dropped to 100,000 people, and then for the past three Saturdays, down to 60,000 people. Statements and policies from local governments reflect the new norm of unprecedented repression. Protests at rural roundabouts have been banned in many areas, while in secondary cities, huge numbers of police have been deployed with, quote, no mental restrictions concerning the use of force, according to one departmental director of security.
We are in a dictatorship, and Macron is a dictator. This tyranny existed in France before, but Macron has been arrogant enough to make it obvious to the whole world. Our president is now the enemy of the French people.
Many French media gleefully speculated that the yellow vest movement was finished, but 60,000 protesters turned out yet again, despite the government's efforts to intimidate people in both urban and rural areas.
The government has chosen to repress us from the very beginning. Not only has this destroyed people and their lives, but it has destroyed the quality of France's democracy. The job of the French president is to find a consensus and not to act as a tyrant, and certainly not to hurt French citizens.
Analysts say the decrease in protesters can only be due to fear of getting hurt or arrested, because polls still show that a whopping 70% of France remains very dissatisfied with Macron. His minor concessions in December and in his first ever presidential press conference 2 weeks ago were rejected as insufficient by 80% of the country. Macron has restarted his right-wing austerity reform drive, causing unprecedented strikes and protests earlier this week. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.